Christian Parenting.
Welcome to Pardon the Mess. I'm your host, Courtney DeFeo, and on this podcast, we talk about raising kids as Christian parents. It's so very important for me to honor God with my family and the two kids that He's given me, but honestly, it's not always neat or easy or tidy, but it's always worth it. So join us every week to laugh and learn together on this beautiful and messy journey of parenting. Okay, friends, major guest on today, I'm so pumped, is Pastor Levi Lesko. And I have known about him for years. He's one of those pastors that lives far that you think, if I lived in Montana in the midst of all those mountains and trees, I would 100% be at Levi Lesko's church. He is an amazing communicator, pastor, teacher. He's a dad, he's a husband, and just a great leader. I really have always loved his approach, and I feel like he has the ability to put really big things into appropriate language, meaning that no matter if you're a kid or a high school person, he can talk about the gospel in such a relatable way that I understand it. And I think that's important that you have people like that in your life. For example, we talked today about the moon and how about his latest devotional called Marvel at the Moon. And it's really a passion project of his for and his family to talk about how big God is and how we can marvel at his presence and his creation and remember that we're never alone. But at the same time, he talks about things like loneliness and bullying, some real life practical issues that our kids are dealing with and that we might be dealing with. And so family devotionals are one of those things that they may be written for age 6 to 10, but as we lay down next to our kids and we read about these things, it can remind our own hearts about the truth of who God is, that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And sometimes if you've got really creative kids or really introspective kids, they can ask some pretty big questions about God and you're like, I don't know. So I'm hoping that as you listen to this conversation, you will realize that it's okay to talk about some of the mysterious ways of God while also being real and letting our kids be seen in the very practical day-to-day challenges that they are facing. So enjoy him. I know you'll just love his practicality, also his relatable, just teaching and also just conversation that he's just a guy. He's a guy, he's a dad, he's a husband. He also happens to be a massive pastor in the world, but I think you're just going to love them. So enjoy this conversation. Share it with people that you know are also struggling with how to talk about big things for their kids. And then promptly add this thing to cart. I ordered 5 copies of Marvel at the Moon because I'm so pumped, specifically thinking of some nephews in my life, some of my friends' kids that I know would just eat this up at night and are already asking these big questions and will really feel just excited and inspired at some of the things Levi shares in this devotional. Okay, enjoy our conversation. Well, hello, Pastor Levi Lesko. How are you?
I'm doing so good.
We have been friends for 2 minutes, so I'm like, are we at the point of Levi? Or
we're at Levi for sure. No, we're at friendship level, and it took 1 second, and here we go. We have so many mutual friends we discovered, and it's awesome.
Yes, we do. Hey, I first learned about you at Passion, and I'm too old to be going to Passion, but I know it's greatness, so I'll sneak in, like I'll take a teenager with me and be like, well, I'm her mentor. You know what I mean? So I've been in the building several times when you have been a part of that. And I think the first time I saw you, I was like, yeah, that guy, just similar to like Jeff Henderson. I'm like, that guy can communicate. Maybe he should be a pastor. And I'm like, oh, indeed he is. So tell us about that. Tell us about your family and where are you pastoring and about your church?
Well, thank you for those kind words. Passion's incredible. And we can't wait this January to be back at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium again, which is, if you haven't ever experienced a room that big, full of people singing Jesus songs in the ages of 18 to 24. I mean, you can hardly hold back the tears. So I can't wait for that. Yeah. And this year I'll have my daughter there for the first time as a delegate. So she's gone with me as like in the green room, you know, snuck in, but she's graduating high school this next year. So she's an eligible 18-year-old. And so she's registered, not with us, but with Passion to go as a student. And so if I can hold back the tears, you know, knowing she's just there on her own, it's really touching. But,
wow.
My wife, Jenny, and I have been married this April. It'll be 20 years. So we're just going on 20. And we have 5 kids altogether. Our oldest, as I said, will be 18 this month. And then our youngest is 6. So we were both the young, inexperienced parents in over our heads, poor, not knowing what to do. And now we are the old parents. Somehow we got both of those short straws on that one. Cause yeah. We had this first wave of 4 girls, and then the caboose is our son, who is the unexpected blessing at the tail end. So we're exhausted that. Now. We feel like we're kind of being grandparents to him a little bit, just because we already went through 4, got rid of all of our baby stuff. And it was like, oh no, we need to buy all new baby stuff again for this little guy.
Which is probably totally different. You're like, who knew they had this little gadget? I mean, I feel like every year there's something cool and I'm acting like an 80-year-old. Like, what stroller is this?
The gear has gotten a lot better. The strollers fold up a lot smaller for bringing on the airplane. They now make them where you can fit them in the overhead compartment. No. Yep. If a mom's listening and you have tried shutting down a giant stroller in an airport tarmac and been frustrated gate checking it or checking it, there is a better way. I am proud to tell you, I did an endorsement deal with them at everything. It was one of the very few times where I was like, I am willing to put my name on this and become NASCAR because I believe in it. There's a company called Baby Zen. Okay. And they make a stroller called the Yo-Yo. Yo-Yo Zen. Yo-Yo. Gosh, it's been a minute since I did. If you Google Yo-Yo stroller, it folds up the size of a messenger bag. And you could put it literally over the compartment or under the seat. And you never have to struggle with a big stroller again.
Listen, this is the kind of content we're looking for. People are going to love this. This is so helpful. Wish I had had that a few years ago. But okay, so you have mostly girls and teenagers. I have 2 girls. They're 9th and 11th. And I was telling your production friend, I'm like, we're in a new season. Like, I love them. I love them a lot. And I actually like them. But wow, we have got some new levels of challenges.
Oh, the teenage years. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No the estrogen, the drama, the intrigue, the unexpected. Like, I never know coming home. I'm like, is it a normal day in the home or is it like a turbulent day in the home? And if it's turbulent, I'm like, Lennox, come with me. We're going fishing. You know, we'll just come back in 3 days. Right. You know, we'll be.
That's right. Well, tell us a little bit about your churches, right? You have multiple campuses.
Yeah. My wife and I grew up in Colorado. She grew up in California. We met in New Mexico and quickly got involved. I was a teaching pastor at a larger church in California, and we were happy. We had season passes to Disneyland. I was taking up surfing. We were eating In-N-Out, and I was quickly gaining weight from eating In-N-Out. My wife was pregnant with our second child, Linya, and we felt the Lord calling us to move to Montana and start a church. And we didn't know anybody really here. It didn't make sense on paper, considering our kind of call to a metropolitan area, lots of people, you know, that kind of a thing. We had just started really getting some opportunities to minister in larger ways at events and guest speaking around the country at some conferences and stuff. And so it was very much a, only God could do it. You know, only God could explain it and only God could do it. And so we chose to follow God, you know, because I would rather, not have control, but no, he is in control. And that's where we decided to just go all in and move here and start a church. And we gathered in a room above a bar and we started a Bible study and we just invited people to know Jesus. And we started to see people come to know Christ. And that was now 17 years ago. And God has done more than we could have ever hoped, dreamed, or imagined. If we've always felt like we're the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes handed out to so many. And it doesn't make sense on paper, but we're getting to see God touch the world every week. We have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people we get to minister to, both in our church and around the country through the podcasts and books and radio, and we're on K-Love and all the things. And it's just, we just shake our head because God's so good.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you. I imagine it's not been easy. I know a little bit about your story and, I think you've probably gone through some stuff and some sacrifice to continue to do this. So thank you for what you and your wife do that we don't always know behind the scenes is going on.
Thanks for saying that. Yeah, we always say the highs have been higher and the lows have been lower. You know, the blessings have been bigger and the struggles have been harder. You know, we hit our 5th church birthday and our daughter, Linya, our second born, went home to be with Jesus after an asthma attack 5 days before Christmas. which was very challenging. I know I got to speak on the podcast about that at another point. Yeah. You know, which you can't prepare for that except to trust God and to know, like that Cody Carnes song, that he's our firm foundation, you know, and that,
yeah.
and that when everything yeah. shakes around us, that we can still trust him. And, you know, we've watched God not only cause our dreams to come true, but also he sustained us when our nightmares came true.
Wow.
And I think it's important yeah. for everyone to know that both can happen at the same time. And, you know, that's God right. is still good even when life is really, really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's so good. I'm going to go back and listen to that one with our friend Cynthia. That was the previous host, and I'll link to people because I remember reading the book. I remember hearing you speak on it, and it was super touching. We've had some loss in our family and definitely learned from your process. And thank you for being just sharing that, because I'm sure it wasn't any of it was easy, but being able to talk about it all the time and be reminded of it.
Well, strangely, when I talk about Linya and I talk about that loss, because that was the daughter who we were pregnant with when we moved here, who went home to be with Jesus. People always apologize for, you know, dredging up the hard emotional. And I understand that to a certain extent, because it's normal in our culture for after the grieving period to sort of put that away and step off
yeah.
of it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
in some way for me, we've just chosen a different tack. And the tack has been to run toward the roar. That's the language we use in books.
Yeah.
And Linya's name means lion. So everything about the lion is kind of what we associate with not only Jesus, the lion of the tribe of Judah, but our little girl. And early on, yes, talking about it, I would cry every time. It'd be very challenging. I'd feel very, you know, panicky. But the more I've done it and the more I've just let God use her story, let God use our story, the more I've actually felt a healing in it. And so far from feeling like bad, when I get to talk about her and Jesus and heaven and hope, it actually encourages me. So I love talking to parents. I just this week spoke to some people. It was a man whose wife had just gone home to be with Jesus and his daughters were there. They've lost their mom. And so as I was speaking faith and life into them, I felt myself receiving the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Love that. Love that. Let's switch gears to your latest project, because I think there's a lot of tender things in there. Although it's a devotional for, is it 6 to 10 year olds? Is that right?
Yeah, really kids of all ages. You know, my son who's 6, he loves us reading it to him and he reads it as well. But then I think, you know, I've been so surprised how many adults have loved these books.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love it so much. And I don't have it in front of me, but I was looking through it and listening to you on some other podcasts. And I love the way it's set up. So it's not just cute little story. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's some simple devotionals out there that we need at times as parents. But I love how you brought stories of other people. You brought biblical stories. So can you tell the listener just how you set it up and why? Like, what was important to you as a dad or pastor? Like, what components were important to put in each chapter?
Oh, I feel so selfish admitting this. I have begun writing the kids' books that have kind of in my head over 18 years of reading to my kids been my little bit of my 95 thesis, like Martin Luther, of like my grievances with kids' books. You know, I'm very picky because, you know, when a kid likes a book, you're going to end up reading it to them for like the day the crayons ran away or whatever. It's like, how many times have I read Dragons Love Tacos, right? And so I know that I can't have a kid's book be too long or too long between chapters, or I'm going to be sitting there like almost tempted to grab 3 pages every time I turn one. Cause we've all had that moment where you're exhausted. You want to finally have 20 minutes to catch up with your spouse. You know, you're like, but you also are like, oh my gosh, this chapter is so long. So I needed each entry to not be too long, but also not be too short to where the child is not satisfied. They need to feel like they've gotten some things covered. I want to learn something for me, something for them. I want them to be getting scripture, but also fun facts that are useful. So, the first kid's book was called Roar Like a Lion, 90 devotions, to help you be courageous and have a courageous faith. This one is Marvel at the Moon, which is 90 devotions to know you're never alone in God's majestic universe.
Wow.
And I want to cover big topics. You know, we've covered loss and grief in the first book. Now this one, it's more, bullying, feeling lonely. You know, what to do when there's a new environment you're in. And then we take lessons from both NASA, science, this amazing world God's given to us, but then we also marry them to scriptural truths. And every section either has a did you know, which gives you some space fact or something interesting, like the fact that Neil Armstrong brought a piece of the Wright brothers airplane with him to the moon in 1969. That's so just fun to know. Or as I tell in the opening, there's a Bible on the moon because an astronaut named Dave Scott literally brought a Bible to the moon and left it there. So every time you look up at the moon and the night sky, you should remember, hey, there's a Bible on the moon.
Have you guys heard of the online learning program called IXL? My kids were actually required to do IXL as a part of their school, and they would roll their eyes when it was time. But I think they would tell you years later, and I would tell you, that it really worked and it helped them so much. They received the help they needed in subjects where they were struggling. And I know other parents at our school that used it for their kids that are ahead and they weren't getting challenged enough in the classroom. IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum and your child's classroom learning. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting it to each child. It meets them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them to choose how to learn. And the best part is IXL is easy for parents. Don't we need that? One site gets you all you need, and IXL customizes learning for each child in your family and their specific needs. IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, and it makes it simple to find activities for the exact skills that you are covering. It also offers instant feedback and explanations of the topics as the kids use the program, which is super helpful. So you can feel confident as a parent that your kids will gain an understanding of the skills they are learning. Make an impact today on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And pardon the mess, listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. You probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses. I've been talking about that lately, but did you know they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light as air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate your temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. So listen up, hot sleepers, this one's for you. This bedding is perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months. Hello, Texas summer. Avocado sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable, and they help regulate your temperature so you can sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And just like those mattresses, avocado bedding is crafted from renewable, biodegradable materials with the highest social and environmental standards, so it's better for you and better for the planet. And beyond that sustainability, this bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to crawling into your bed every night. Head on over to avocadomattress.com to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better. That is so cool. Okay, the timing of this interview is pretty cool because I watched a movie last night. I've got my book from Jose Hernandez. Have you seen this? Have you read this book or seen the movie?
I have not.
Okay, yes. I was hoping I get to tell you about it. Okay, so I was at the Global Leadership deal. I don't know what the name of it Summit. Is. A friend invited me. What did GLS. You call it? Summit?
The summit.
Yeah. Okay. You know, you probably speak at it. Okay. So I was there this year and he walks out astronaut suit and tells his story of being a farmer's child, California, going back to Mexico, back to farming. And he applied to be an astronaut. He said when he was a little boy, when I grow up, I want to be an astronaut. That dude applied, you got to have him on your podcast, 12 times before he got to be an astronaut. And the movie came out on Amazon Prime and you got to watch it with your kids. It's PG. And I think you will love it. But it was funny. I was watching it last night and thinking about you going like, man, there's something in all of us that is drawn to the world and realizing that we are not alone. So talk about why even the theme was important for kids. And even as young as six, they start feeling these things. Like I'm the only one that's gone through this, or it's just it's a huge so issue.
Well, the moon is personal for me because I had, as I was turning 38, 39, that section of life, like so many do, kind of a little bit of a midlife crisis, you know, midlife energy. That time for me was challenging. And one of my ways of coping with, and it would often happen at nighttime when I was kind of lying in bed and you start to think those big thoughts. And one of my little secrets was I would slip out of the bedroom, go out onto the back patio or porch, and I would look up at the moon. And for whatever reason, it just became this sort of like fixed point for me. The moon has always spoken to us, you know, to poets, to dreamers, to sailors, to lovers, right? But the Bible actually says that God made the moon. And it says that as long as the moon remains, that God's promises are sure. And that verse just really, for whatever reason, would calm me down. The presence of the moon, because I would sort of sit there and think, okay, we've only ever had one moon. And everyone who's ever lived, their problems that have come and gone, they've happened under the moon. And then it hit me that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane under that same moon. And that it, for him, stabilized him, no doubt, to know that his father had created that moon and he had been involved in that moon being hung in the sky. And it just would help me to sort of go, hey, you know what? My problems are going to come and go, but God's going to be good yesterday, today, and forever. And so that began my love affair. And then I found out, a friend later told me, that the first thing ever eaten on the moon was communion. You could call it communion. There's my cheesy dad joke there out of the way. You're welcome. But Buzz Aldrin brought bread and wine and got permission from NASA to eat the Lord's Supper before Neil exited the lunar lander and stepped onto the moon. And so there's sort of this just connection between the moon and Jesus and God's power. And that began the process that led to this book, The Marvel at the Moon Kids Devotional. I think kids will be interested in knowing that. Kids are naturally very interested in the sky. Does that cloud look like a dinosaur? What are those stars doing? We were lying out last night as a family. The Aurora Borealis was visible last night in Montana briefly.
Wow.
And my kids are looking at the stars. You know what? Kids always look up when they walk out of a building. It's adults who are looking down at their phones.
Wow.
And so Jesus said, we need to all become more like little kids. And so this book is hopefully going to help moms, dads, step parents, grandparents, children anchor their hearts more and have some really interesting conversations about God, faith, and science.
Wow. I love it so much. And P.S. on Montana, it's like a different world to me. I've been there one time. We almost froze to death at Big Sky on a family ski trip. It's the biggest fight I've ever seen my parents get in. My mom was like crying. He's like, but there's no one here. The crowds are great. She's like, your son's eyelashes are frozen together. Like, how could this be? It was like a scene out of Christmas Vacation. A lot of fighting.
But or like Clark Griswold. She can't feel her legs from the hips down.
But when I think about you in your church, and maybe it's just social media, I'm like, he's skipping through the hills with Jenny and it's like Sound of Music and there's just trees and beauty everywhere, which is mostly true, right?
You're not wrong. That is pretty much, we got that nature thing on lockdown. You know, we have 3,000 lakes, we have ski resorts, we have two national parks, Glacier and Yellowstone. And it's the fourth largest state, but there's only 1 million people. So they're sprinkled with a salt shaker on a very large state. And our joke during COVID was we've been social distancing for 200 years. You know, that's kind of our thing, you know?
You know what we have in Texas? And I'm not from Texas, so I'm about to offend. Like, there's Texans are like hardcore. Like, you are born here. You know, it's big. But we're got Target. We got Chick-fil-A. We got a lot of big box retailers. But we're in Dallas. So I think the further you go out, you can see like, oh, there are ranches and there's a lot of beautiful things. But I don't day-to-day see the things that you see, which I think is amazing.
Yeah, I just before coming in, hiked up a mountain for my morning exercise and then down. And I got to sit in the middle and pray a little bit. And I think there really is something about beauty that's good for the soul. And studies have actually shown that as we've more and more become stuck in cities and stuck in apartments, stuck inside metropolitan areas, there's a diminishment of something called the awe factor, AWE. And studies have been published showing that we can become deficient in awe. And that could potentially be one of the reasons for the rising loneliness, anxiety, depression that even sadly children are experiencing. But one thing that really encouraged me was knowing that it's not just awe that comes from actually being on a mountain. It's all great if we can all go to Big Sky and, you know, do all that. But the study shows that religious services and even looking at art in video and art in pictures can create that same sense of awe. And that was one of the astounding things. So if you regularly prioritize, you know, looking at beautiful things like we put in Marvel at the Moon, the cover, our illustrator did an incredible job, Catherine Pearson, and then one other illustrator involved in it. We know that in looking at the pictures and as the children go through this devotional, they're going to be hunting for hidden telescopes that we've hidden in the illustrations. And my son loves that. He'll go hidden telescope. The first book we did hidden anchors. This one's hidden telescopes. But even looking at these beautiful pictures and then Google, hopefully there's lots of times in the assignment, it'll say, now go on YouTube and look at this thing of the Milky Way. Look, go on YouTube and listen to this star being born sound. And that awe that's going to come into your family's heart when you're going through these will literally help your child be better anchored to live in an anxious world.
Wow. I saw that one of your illustrators, maybe it was Catherine, that's a Swiss illustrator. How in the world did you find her? That's amazing.
Yep. So she is from Switzerland. I've never met her. We did the first book together. She's incredible. It won two awards. We won a gold medallion for young people's literature, but then we also won a top shelf award for her cover design. So shout out Catherine and my co-writer Tama Fortner. And there's a whole team involved in all of these things, of course. And she would send the rough sketches based on my devotional. My kids and I would sit down and we would look at it together. And my daughter would go, "That bear's too skinny. We need to plump him up." So I'd send back, "Catherine, we need the bear fatter," you know? And then we would say, "Okay, this is good, but it doesn't, Buzz Aldrin's arm looks a little bit unnatural." Okay. So she would come back with the stick figure change, and then she would take it to color once we had locked the design.
Wow.
And then my kid's favorite part was, "Okay, we could hide a telescope here. Let's put one in the constellation of the stars where it almost looks like a faint telescope." And so then she would add it.
I love that. Did your children ever read Giraffes Can't Dance, a book, but it had a hidden bug or something in it. But I'm telling you, that was my kid's favorite. They don't remember what the giraffe was doing, but they were like, "Where is the," I think it was a grasshopper, but I love that you included that.
Well, my kids, they love the hidden stuff. The as a child, I used to have these magazines that would come and they would always have hidden things you'd have to find. And then there's that series of books, with the snakes always hidden somewhere. So I just love that. I think it makes it interactive, makes bedtime more fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Okay, let's talk about devotions in general. And I mentioned this before we got on, but I think as moms, we can get so overwhelmed. And every podcast we listen to, every book, we're like, "Oh, another thing we're not doing." But I will tell you, as a mom that did read devotions to her kids, not all the time, there's months at a time that I'm like, I mean, you are a pastor, you would say we need to read our Bible for sure. But I do think you have the ability, like you did at Passion, to speak a language to teenagers that they understand. And for me, when I would put devotions in front of my kids, you are doing it in a language that they can get at their age. You're talking about God in an age-appropriate way that we can get all. To me, I would get overwhelmed and think, like, she's 4. Have I gone through the Trinity? And it's like, no, she doesn't need to know like that deep of a theology lesson. So talk to us about your heart behind devotions and kids' books and why you really wanted to put your time there for parents.
Well, I feel like I am so susceptible to the parent shame, parent guilt. Like my go-to, I'm not doing enough. I should be doing more. Whatever. And that's not life-giving. That's the enemy. Mm-hmm. You know, the enemy always comes to rub our noses in the carpet of failure, but that's not Jesus. Wow. Jesus is all about unreasonable grace, you know? And so he doesn't shame us for what we're not doing. He invites us into what we can be doing. And so
good.
You know, I think that's the invitation. And I know that when I do sit down and read to my kids and go through something with them, I always walk away grateful I did that, as opposed to that whatever Netflix I could have done, or, you know, whatever else. And so I want to serve parents. I want to make it easy for you. My hope is that this is a springboard. I hope that it leads to conversations once the book closes, that they're lying there as your kids kind of drifting off to sleep. Or I've heard lots of people say they do this before school at the breakfast table. And then we also have Audible, you know, you can do it in the car on the way. And my kids' voices are all on the Audible, by the way. So my son says the chapter title, my oldest daughter reads the sidebars, My young daughter, Clover, reads the verses, and then Daisy, my 13-year-old, reads the prayers. So all of us are involved in it. And so I read cute. The main devotional part, but we've heard families that just throw this on in the car on the way to school. And it's just one thing that you're going to do that's going to send them, you know, set them up for success with God's word as being enough of, a, of an important thing that you would make it a daily part of your rhythms.
Yeah, that is great. I'm excited. Adding to cart. So tell us one more couple minutes. I'm thinking about you as a parent, and you're so honest. Like you've always been that way. When I've heard you preach or heard you at Passion, you're really honest about your struggles, which I think is really refreshing in Christian culture today, that you don't like drag people down, but you're like, me too had a, you know, I have get mom shame or get, you know, parent shame.
I yell at my kids, man. My son's like, Dad, you raised your voice again. I'm like, well, if you would listen the first, I'm okay. And then you catch yourself. And it's like, yeah, we're all hot messes, but thankfully for God's grace, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So last word for parents, I think I'm just every day in the presence of somebody that's going through really hard stuff, whether a child is, you know, not speaking to them or making some really destructive choices in their life or, you know, just it's a hard world. So what ending, you know, encouragement would you give to parents that are trying to raise Christian kids, people that actually love Jesus and walk with them?
You know, before Neil and Buzz ever landed on the moon correctly, they crash landed on the moon in simulation over 1,000 times.
Wow.
And, you know, so I would just say this, the only reason they were able to do it successfully is because of their failure. And I would say, call yourself out on your failures. You know, don't feel like because I didn't, when I was, maybe you weren't saved when your kids were young. Maybe you are taking your faith more seriously today. So maybe you have heartache and regret. Well, if you just choose to now do what you can and not just focus on what you can't, and you can't get back yesterday, I can't either. But what we can do is take the steps now. And one day we will look back and go, hey, my 1,000 failures set me up for this one success. And, you know, if you'll be real and be authentic, you're actually teaching your child when you repent and when you're calling yourself out on your lack of perfection, you're setting them up for far better success than them just seeing the times when you did get it right.
Wow. I'm like, that's the clip. You know what I mean? When you're a podcaster, you're like, I'm taking that video. We all need to hear that so often. It's so, so great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Where can we find all the things? So, you have podcasts, you have books.
Yep. There's levilusco.com. You'll find out about Roar there and Marvel there. And then, you know, my wife and I have a marriage devotional we wrote together that is for married couples to sort of help heal, whether you're a new married couple or been married for a minute, to reconnect you. Again, not intimidating. And there's a whole lot in there about sex and about time and about parenting while married and all the things we've kind of learned in almost 20 years now doing what we've been doing. So all things kind of levilusco.com are there. And there's also some really helpful things, dinner time conversation prompts that you can download for free. There's a guide for how to plan a rite of passage day for your kids when they turn 13, 14. There's stuff about how to have the talk that you can find. Kind of, we've put a lot of thought into some of the different guides there.
I love it. Thank you. Have the best day. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Pardon the Mess. As always, we've got more encouragement and resources over at christianparenting.org. And you can also stay connected with us on social media at Pardon the Mess. And if you like this episode, I'd love for you to do two things. Press follow on whatever podcast platform you love, and also be sure to leave a rating so other parents can find us. Remember, you're never alone in this beautiful mess of parenting.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.